Welcome Guide for Tier 2 Contractor Protégés, Introduction. Welcome to Tier 2 of the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program, MPP for Contractors. This guide will help you navigate the resources available on ProRank Academy, PRA, and help you get to Tier 3 of the MPP Construction Cohort. Initially, only your PRA profile will have access to the MPP rooms available to your firm. Suppose you would like others in your organization to access the MPP rooms available to your firm on PRA. In that case, you must use the multi-account feature, found as the third tab in your profile menu, to allow others to view the MPP rooms using your PRA profile. This feature is explained further below. Secondary Protégé Signup Process. Requesting and granting multi-account access. Secondary MPP protégés or PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire must request multi-account access to the primary protégé's PRA profile. You can watch the video provided in this document for further instructions. Once the primary MPP protégé grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé can toggle to the primary protégé's profile and view the MPP rooms as the primary user. Legal disclaimer. By enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Navigating the PennDOT MPP Rooms 1, understanding your role as a Tier 2 protégé. As a Tier 2 protégé in the construction cohort, you are PennDOT Business Partner registered, but not yet pre-qualified, with at least one work code on ECMS. Our goal is to help you submit your PennDOT pre-qualification application and acquire your first PennDOT work code or renew your expired work code, which must be renewed on ECMS biannually. 2. Understanding group rooms. Group rooms, or rooms, provide PRA users with consolidated information on a specific subject or objective. Each of the PennDOT MPP cohorts and their tiers has its respective rooms on PRA, consolidating the relevant information for that MPP cohort tier. Each MPP participant will have access to various MPP rooms that may change as the participant moves through the program. The MPP Point of Contact, POC, PRA user can access all MPP group rooms by navigating to the group rooms page and entering the keyword MPP into the search box. This will show a list of all MPP rooms in which their company is currently enrolled. Only the PRA profile of the MPP primary protégé user will be able to see or access the MPP rooms. As explained above, all other company users from the protégé firm must receive multi-account access to use the primary protégé profile to view MPP rooms. This room is for all PRA users interested in and/or enrolled in the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program. It shows all program stakeholders from both cohorts and across all tiers, including interested stakeholders who still need to be enrolled as mentors or protégés. Contractor MPP Room. This room is for all PennDOT MPP consultant cohort participants. Please note that although you will meet potential mentors in this room, you should only attempt to pair with them on projects once you have successfully reached Tier 3 of the program. Tier 2 Contractors Room. This room contains resources, courses, and discussion forums focused on helping your firm submit your pre-qualification application to reach Tier 3 of the Contractors Cohort. Tier 2 Contractors Room Forum. You can use these discussions to ask PennDOT or MPP admins questions anytime and read through previous responses. 3. PRA Group Room Statuses. Rooms on PRA have three visibility statuses. By completing their PRA profile and uploading their capabilities statement, PRA users are automatically enrolled into applicable rooms, which may have public, private, or hidden status. These three room statuses are explained further below. Public rooms. These rooms are open for all PRA users to join anytime. Public rooms are visible and accessible to all PRA users. Example, PennDOT Resources Room. Example, Heavy Highway Construction Room. Private rooms. These rooms require the PRA users to request access and receive approval from a room moderator. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Private rooms are visible to all PRA users, but not accessible without prior approval. Example, PennDOT MPP Room. Example, DBE Supportive Service Room, Hidden Rooms. These rooms are only visible to room members. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Hidden rooms are invisible to all PRA users, except the currently enrolled room members, and these rooms can only be accessed with admin approval. Example, contractors MPP room. Example, Tier 2 contractors room 4. Room hierarchies. Rooms house other rooms on PRA as subgroups. Most rooms on PRA are nested and can be navigated using the breadcrumb links at the top of the room page just below the room banner image. Please watch the video provided in this document for a further explanation of the MPP room hierarchy. Subgroups. Each room with subordinate rooms has a subgroups tab. This tab shows the next level of rooms, which drill down to more specific classifications of information. Breadcrumb feature. Room visitors can navigate from subrooms back up the room hierarchy utilizing the tiny links which are located just under the room banner image of all subrooms. MPP room nesting logic for the Tier 2 contractors room is shown below. Parent room, child room, grandchild room, PennDOT MPP room, contractors MPP room, Tier 2 contractors room. MPP Tier 2 contractor focus. 1. Understanding PennDOT prequalification. To perform work on a PennDOT highway and or bridge construction project, a potential contractor or subcontractor must be pre-qualified under PennDOT regulations in Title 67, Chapter 457. To become pre-qualified, a pre-qualification application, Form CS4300, which is available online on the Engineering and Construction Management System, ECMS website, must be completed. The application consists of three parts. Part 1, the contractor's financial statement. Part 2, the organization and experience statement. And Part 3, the affirmative action statement. The contractor's financial statement, Part 1, is not required if the application is being made as a subcontractor. PennDOT uses the financial statement and a specific formula to set a maximum financial capacity for the amount of work the potential contractor can perform at once. The prime contractor on any project must perform at least 50% of the proposed work. Subcontractors may perform any work for which they are pre-qualified. Pre-qualified contractors must renew their pre-qualification every 2 years based on their alpha prefix, A through K every even year, L through Z every odd year. A contractor is responsible for maintaining its pre-qualification certificate and must, in general, be renewed every 2 years. 90 days prior to the expiration of your pre-qualification certificate, ECMS generates an automated email to the employees of your company who have been assigned the Business Partner Security Group of Contractor Principal as a courtesy reminder to complete a pre-qualification renewal application. When a pre-qualification certificate expires, ECMS generates an automated email to the employees of your company who have been assigned the Business Partner Security Group of Contractor Principal as a notification of this change of pre-qualification status. Refer to Publication 408 or the link provided in this document for examples of work classification categories. 2. Tier 2 Contractor Learning Objectives. PRA Lesson 22.2.1, PennDOT Subcontractor Pre-Qualification. This 9-topic lesson will walk you through completing and submitting your pre-qualification application to PennDOT using the PDF process. After completing your pre-qualification application, you will mail it and any supporting documentation to the PennDOT Pre-Qualification Office. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, Bureau of Project Delivery Attention. Pre-Qualification Office, 400 North Street, 7th floor, North Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 171-20094. PRA Course 22.9, Subcontractor Electronic Pre-Qualification Process. This 4-lesson course will walk you through completing and submitting your pre-qualification application to PennDOT using the electronic submission process on ECMS. The electronic process is faster than the PDF mail-in process. Best practice tip, fill out the PDF application and use it as a guide during the electronic pre-qualification submission process. PRA Course 22.9, Subcontractor Electronic Pre-Qualification Renewal. This course walks you through renewing your expired pre-qualification work code using the ECMS electronic renewal process. 3. Tier 2 Contractor Learning Resources. ECMS work code list. In most cases, contractors must be pre-qualified for PennDOT construction projects through an application process. This list provides the types of work for which PennDOT pre-qualifies. ECMS pre-qual instructions. This document provides written instructions from PennDOT on pre-qualification and renewal. Please note the links to the ECMS website on the pre-qual instruction document are old and should be replaced with the link provided in this guide. PennDOT Pub 637, excerpt on pre-qualification. This excerpt from PennDOT Publication 637 will further explain the PDF pre-qualification and renewal processes with ECMS screenshots. PennDOT Publication 408, Publication 408/2020, contains current construction specifications for PennDOT projects. When completing the CS4300-08-2014, Part 2, Organization and Experience Statement of the New Subcontractor Application, references are requested on page 7. You must provide the name and address of the project, owner, and the prime if you are a subcontractor. Make sure the contact information is correct. If PennDOT cannot reach them, or if they do not respond, your application will be rejected. Add an email and phone number if available. Contact the reference and remind them of the project and work that you did on the project. Whoever provides the reference must use the language for the work code you seek pre-qualification for, as it appears in Publication 408. PennDOT Publication 8. This publication is PennDOT's Manual for Construction Project Inspection. It is to be used as a guide and a reference for the inspector in the field. This document is another great resource for helping you with the PennDOT vocabulary to explain past work for your pre-qual reference. Additional resources, MPP Navigational Diagram. This document is an interactive flowchart that guides protégés and mentors through the entire MPP lifecycle. It includes video instructions and direct links to each webpage referenced at each program step. PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program, MPP website. This is the official website for the PennDOT MPP program. It contains various resources to help protégés and mentors understand and navigate the program. PennDOT MPP Program Guide. This document is PennDOT's guidance on policies and procedures for the Mentor Protégé Program. PennDOT ECMS Roadmap. This is an interactive PDF diagram of the PennDOT ECMS process of becoming ready to work for PennDOT projects. ProRank Academy Password Reset Link. This will allow you to reset your PRA password if you forgot it or are having issues logging in. Multi-account access and disclaimer. Requesting multi-account access, PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire, secondary protégés, must request multi-account access from the firm's MPP point of contact, primary protégé, user to access MPP rooms. Once the primary protégé user grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé PRA user can toggle profiles and view the MPP rooms using the primary profile. Legal disclaimer. By enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Conclusion. This guide provides a detailed framework for new PennDOT MPP program participants to navigate the Mentor Protégé Program MPP resources on PRA. This guide is maintained as a virtual document. For the latest version, please use the link provided in this document and check the top right corner of any page for changes to the version number. For further assistance, please contact the PennDOT MPP Supportive Services Center by email at pennmpp@prorankllc.com or by phone at 833-736-677 or 833-PENN-MPP. You can also visit us at pennmpp.com for more information on the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program,